Huskies Inside the Pack, continuing today with third-year defenseman McKenna Bolger. McKenna, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How has your season gone so far?
This year has been pretty good so far. I feel like we've really come together as a group, and we're really excited for the rest of the season.
Each year goes by, you know, more increased ice time. And I've noticed this year, I mean, you've really been relied upon as, you know, a go-to defenseman. What does that do to your confidence, knowing that, you know, you can be relied upon and you're looked up as to one of, you know, the defensemen on the team?
Yeah, it's been really good this year, especially being an older player now and having been through it for the last 2 years. I really have gotten to see what needs to be done, and I feel like that really does help my confidence, knowing that the coaches feel that they can rely on me and put me in many different situations.
Now to your days of minor hockey. You're from Calgary, right? Is that where you played your minor hockey?
Yes, I played minor hockey in Calgary. So I played boys hockey growing up until I played through Pee Wee. And then in my first year, Bantam was when I made the switch over to girls hockey. So I played Bantam AAA with GHC, which is Girls Hockey Calgary, for 2 years. And then I played 3 years of Midget AAA in Calgary with the Fire.
So growing up as a, you know, at a young age and playing with boys and then going over to girls hockey, does that give you a bit of an advantage that first year transitioning into just girls hockey?
I would say so. I feel like the boys tend to, if you watch any hockey, play the game a little bit differently, definitely more physically, and I feel like it was helpful playing that. Like I wouldn't change having played boys hockey. I really enjoyed it.
Do you have any other family members or any older siblings, younger siblings that also played hockey?
I do. I have two younger brothers. So one of them is in the States playing Div 1 lacrosse. And then the other one is playing for the U18 AAA Royals in Calgary. So he's in his grade 12 year.
So safe to say, definitely come from a hockey family.
Yes, very much. So my dad had us all pretty much skating as soon as we could walk.
Oh, there's definitely nothing wrong with that. Even your dad or your brothers, was there someone growing up that you idolized, whether, you know, a family member, or was there, you know, a favorite player in women's hockey or men's hockey that you grew up kind of idolizing as your favorite player?
I wouldn't really say anyone specific. I mean, my dad has always been an inspiration to me through hockey. He's always coached me growing up and like been so supportive. Both my parents have always been so supportive. He is more so on the hockey side. My mom has grown up watching hockey, but never played herself. I always enjoyed watching like the women's national teams, and being from Calgary, we went to lots of Flames games. So I remember we would always go to Flames games and my dad would tell me like, this is who you should be watching. Like, this player is awesome. So you should pay attention to what they're doing. So I feel like that also had a big impact.
So would the Flames maybe be, you know, the team that you kind of root for on the side?
For the most part, yeah. I feel like I'm from Calgary. I feel like you have to an extent.
With the newly formed PWHL that I've been trying to keep tabs on, I know my sister is always keeping me in the loop. Do you have a favorite team there yet, or a favorite player that you kind of pay attention there, if you have been paying attention?
I haven't actually watched any full games. I have watched parts of games, but it's really exciting that they've got that league going, and there's so many awesome players, and I think it's great that they have that now, that younger players can look up to and see that there is a professional hockey league for women that you can actually strive towards playing in. And I think that that's really going to be really good for young girls growing up, having that inspiration.
And back to the school side of things, obviously a youth sports athlete, you get to balance life with, you know, anything on the side, trying to throw it in there, and then you got your school and then life at the rink. How challenging is that? Or is it something that you've kind of gotten used to as you're into your third year?
I feel like I've done a good job adjusting at this point. It was definitely a learning curve at the start because I am in my fourth year of school. I got here during COVID year. And I feel like I definitely didn't make it easy on myself picking the major that I did. But I feel like I've gotten pretty good at managing my time, but it definitely is always still a task.
And what are you going to school for currently?
I'm in biomedical neuroscience.
And I mean, that just adds on to a layer of balancing school and hockey. Like, you're probably taking some challenging courses, I got to imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the hardest part is with labs, having those, especially since most of them tend to go until 4:20 and we practice at 4:30 every day. So it's a little difficult to fit those in sometimes, but we make it work.
And that's what we like to hear. You know, you make it work, which is great to hear. On the topic of nationals, now I know it's probably something that, you know, you guys aren't really focusing on or paying attention to too much, but you still can't ignore the fact that it's such a unique opportunity for not just yourself, but everyone on this team to have it on home ice in front of a home crowd, being able to have that chance to win on home ice. Just what does that opportunity mean to you?
It means so much. It's so exciting that we're able to host Nationals this year. Every year, we're obviously striving to get there, and knowing that we're there already is awesome. And it's not something that we're taking for granted. It's something that we know is coming, and we want to make sure we're as prepared as we can be. And we have such a great fan base here, and the community really shows a lot of support. So it's going to be awesome to have everyone behind us for that.
At Nationals, I could just about imagine what it's going to be like. But every home game here, there's so many young female hockey players roaming the rink. They got their signs, their bells, they're cheering for you guys. They get to meet you after. Sometimes they get to skate. What does it mean being able to, I mean, to them, you are, you know, the superstar female hockey players in this area. And, you know, the slogan for Nationals, see them, be them, which I love, by the way. That's awesome. And they really get to experience that. See them, go on and be them. What does that mean, being able to, you know, maybe be a hero to some of these young female hockey players?
Yeah, I think that is so awesome. I feel like growing up, I didn't have as much of that. So I feel like it's awesome to actually be able to, for these young girls to be able to see that girls are able to be highly successful in their sport and see that this is something that they can strive towards achieving one day.
It's been a great season so far. As a spectator, I'm excited for what lies ahead. I could just about imagine what that locker room is like. Thank you so much, McKenna, for taking the time, and good luck with the rest of your season.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.